Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Andrew Bernard, who's the executive director of Body Holiday, which is the wonderful wellness resort in St. Lucia. And we wanted to check in with Andrew to find out what's going on with Body Holiday post-pandemic. It's coming back, and it's coming back with a lot of new stuff, a lot of new features, and a lot of new things are going on. And so you're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Andrew, the one thing I always ask is how are you and where are you? But actually, you're in London right now, so this is interesting.
I am in London.
Yeah, and so when was you were recently in St. Lucia, I suppose?
Yeah. I just flew over from London. I've been doing some business here, and I'm working European markets and stuff. And I'll be back in St. Lucia on Friday. So what day after tomorrow?
So you're really getting back to the sunshine. I think we said earlier that you had a little rain and it's a little cooler there than
yeah, London's not having a summer at all. It's disastrous.
Great. Now, let's talk a little bit about Body Holiday, which is a resort that I've heard about for years. I got to be honest with you. I've never gone there. I've heard so many good things about it. But you have, you know, how has Body Holiday relaunched after this year of pandemic? What did you have to do with the resort of the past year and how have you reopened?
Well, I mean, we've been doing a lot, which we can talk about during the course of our conversation. You know, we've worked on renovations. We've done a lot of training. We've done lots of improvements here and there throughout the closure. And we reopened in May.
Okay.
And obviously, we reopened without a lot of the UK market, which makes up quite a lot of our market to Body Holiday. But we've thrilled because the US market has come in amazingly, you know, and we're doing a 40% occupancy already, you know, within a couple of months, in less than 2 months, on US business. And so the support has been phenomenal.
Well, you know, we're here, Americans, we're ready to go to travel right now, and we're going to the Caribbean. And now that Europe is opening up, not quite the UK quite yet, but everybody is like chomping at the bit to travel. I got to tell you, everything is looking up. We just have to get through this period now. Now, tell us a little bit about the history of the resort because it's been around for a few years now, right?
That's right. Body Holiday was originally opened by my father in 1988. When Body Holiday was created, my father and his friends envisaged creating what they termed as a vacation of rejuvenation.
Right.
And
even before it was popular, right? Now it's everybody's wellness now, and now, or a lot of people are
right.
Wellness, but you created the concept in many ways.
Yeah, that's right. The lexicon of wellness and all of that didn't quite exist yet in how we talk about it today. And so we created what we called a vacation of rejuvenation, which was aimed particularly at the baby boomers, you know, the yuppies of New York in the 1980s, late 80s, who were aging and wanted to age well. They wanted to age gracefully and have active retirements. And, you know, the science behind staying fit and feeling good and looking beautiful was for the first time empirically being proven. You know, it was beyond just let's not smoke. It was, you know, you had Jane Fonda in leotards kind of on TV getting people fit, and the fitness revolution was really taking off at that stage in the beginning. And those guys spotted that trend and say, you know, let's do a vacation that's centered around fitness, around making you feel great, about helping you improve your life in the long term. So Body Holiday, when it was conceptualized and when it opened in 1988, it opened as a West Indian beach resort that included every single element of wellness that would allow you to achieve that sense of rejuvenation. And so they threw in the spa treatment, wellness food from Europe and light cuisine légère from Michel Gérard in France. They threw in exercise and morning walks and sports and water sports and, you know, all of the different services that were needed to basically help you get your life back on track.
Right.
And
right.
The idea was is that when you left Body Holiday, you would feel like $1 million. And so they came up with this indelible line, which is, give us your body for a week and we'll give you back your mind.
There you go. That's right. Then you can go back and just deteriorate until you have to go back again, right?
And that's been our tagline since 1988.
Oh, wow.
You know, so we're coming up on 25 years now. So Body Holiday, when it opened, it was the first overseas destination spa in the world. Where you could go overseas and actually change the way you live and change the way you feel.
So you were an original. You were, you know, it's like now wellness. Ah, we know about wellness.
Now, that's now right.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the renovations and upgrades that you have made to the property more recently. What's new with Body Holiday now?
Well, during the closure, excitingly, let me take a step back first, because in the summer of 2018, I almost feel like Body Holiday is launching new now.
Okay.
Because in the summer of 2018, we actually did a $40 million renovation to the property. We did a huge room renovation, and we renovated 100 rooms fully and completely. We did a lot of work under the hood. So we completely replaced our kitchens and freezers and fridges and the sewage treatment plant and the irrigation system and all kinds of different systems that basically brought a resort that was originally built in 1972 into the modern world in terms of its ecological performance, the way that the experience that all the staff have. I think in today's world, people are more conscious than ever of companies that are looking after the staff experience as much as the guest experience, so that one follows the other in quality and ethics, you know. So we did a huge amount to make sure that the hotel's green footprint is impressive, as well as the sort of ethical performance of the resort. And then we renovated the rooms. We renovated Tao, which is our fine dining restaurant, and a range of different things across the board. The oceanfront rooms saw a magnificent complete renovation, which was beautiful. We added a new restaurant, which is a 3-acre organic garden called Ital, which is now up and running fully and beautifully. It's pick all of your ingredients and you go up as you work your way up through the farm. And then when you get to the top, it's a group of 12 guests. They cook their food in the restaurant and enjoy it with our Rastafarian hosts. It's amazing. We also built two new villas on site called the Oasis Villas, which sit right next to the spa and just a few steps down straight onto the beach. And they are absolutely beautiful. We built them to the very highest 5-star spec. And so for those clients who are looking for that more exclusive experience, the Oasis Villas are amazing. We also renovated and we bought, renovated and added into the inventory a villa called Hibiscus, which is a beautiful classic West Indian architecture, piece of architecture. It's a 3-bedroom villa that is just absolutely stunning, with a huge yoga deck out in front, great for dining and entertaining and yoga and all that stuff, and panoramic views over the sunset and down the coast of St. Lucia. We also added a host of new wellness facilities. We added our own, a lot of our own products in the spa. So blended, very special blended oils, and creams and things like that, as well as very high tech, testing, diagnostic, stuff in the spa, in the body science program that goes into sort of blood tests and things like that, to where you can get very, very deep into your well-being. So, you know, the renovation of 2018 that sort of was the benefits of which we were, our legs were cut off by COVID in many ways, imagine. To get into it, and then boom, it was our first winter season, and suddenly we shut down, really. So we've got so many exciting things at so many different levels that make up what Body Holiday is today.
Well, it sounds like it's a whole new Body Holiday. And I noticed also you're doing a lot of new programming and a lot of interesting things as well that you're featuring at the resort.
Yes, that's right. That's right. We introduced four new programs in the wake of COVID in particular that are aimed at just getting people back on track. The COVID convalescence, we've got the corporate wellness program. I can't remember the other ones off the top of my head right now. I think Beck sent you some information, which you'll have, right?
Yeah, no, I have some. And it's really amazing because there is other reasons to go to Body Holiday, but it sounds like just the fact that you've completely renovated everything and it's sitting there waiting to go. In the last year, of course, we've all been on a pause, so to speak. And now That's you're right. here we are in 2021 and it's time to get back.
Wellness is really right up front in people's mindsets, you know, and the sure. new programs that I'm talking about, it's a 360 degree view of wellness. And it is enables guests to address their areas of concern in the wake of the COVID crisis. And it's as much mental health, spiritual health, as well as physical, and looking after yourself going forward in terms of your immune system, immune health, respiratory health, and all those things and all the different things you can do just to add sort of that 5-10% of benefit to your body's systems.
No, that's great. I think I need one of those right now. We've all been, I say that, you know, but we've been working, I think in COVID, we've been sometimes working harder than ever. This is the issue. And without that kind of way to detox and get away and start doing it. Now, let's talk a little bit about your employee training programs while you were closed for COVID. What have you done differently maybe with your staff?
Obviously there's been all the national requirements of COVID,
right.
And Body Holiday was the body that essentially put together all of the training programs in the spa in response to COVID for St. Lucia, which was then generally adopted in a wider context. So we were very involved in all of that. And I think we're leading really with gold standards on that level. Beyond that, we spent a lot of time training our teams about in wellness. We put in an employee wellness program and started putting our teams through very advanced wellness diagnostics and right. helping them to understand at a much deeper level what wellness is and how you can address these things. You know, Sanusha has very high case of diabetes and hypertension and things like that due to generally poor diet and a lack of education in dietary at the dietary level. So we did a lot of work with our teams on that. I think we spent a lot of time talking to them as well about, in detail about the different areas that they work in. So, if you were, depending on which restaurant you're working in, we spent a lot of time trying to get the teams to relate directly all the elements of wellness that touch their area, mm-hmm. and then be able to give real life examples to our guests on how to adopt those little tidbits of information and wellness in the experience in a real way. So, the team can volunteer information on an ad hoc basis according to the guests and their needs and who's sitting in front of them. So it allows for a much more personalized level of service, mm-hmm. and particularly a more personalized wellness delivery, so that the teams are a better equipped to respond to the needs of the guests.
So how many staff do you have?
We've got just under 400.
400, and then what? And yeah. how many can the resort accommodate when everything is back to normal, I guess?
Full occupancy, we're at 281 bed spaces.
Oh, wow.
Generally, when we're full, we have about 265 guests in-house, that kind of number.
And they're served by 400, so that's a pretty good staff ratio to get.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Oh, yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit right now, and of course, this could change even in the few days that we before we post this. What are the protocols, rules, and restrictions and testing procedures for entering St. Lucia right now for Americans, I guess?
Well, St. Lucia is a great option. It's really pretty easy. As long as you're fully vaccinated, you can actually just arrive on the island having done a PCR test prior to arrival, and you can roam free immediately,
right.
Which is amazing.
That's great, yeah.
But even if you're not vaccinated, you still take a PCR test, you arrive, and you will find that you can start enjoying your vacation immediately, but you must do it within your hotel.
Okay.
So if you're not vaccinated, you're not allowed to roam among the community.
You can be at the resort.
You can be at the resort, and you will have access to COVID certified tours.
Okay.
Tours that are, you know, essentially what it's doing is it's trying to protect the local population from arriving visitors who may not have been vaccinated yet. So we're trying to, keep case numbers down in St. Lucia and protect the local population.
No, that's good, and that's totally understandable. But it sounds like it's pretty easy to get there and start your body holiday right away.
Now, right away, it's no problem.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about something travel advisors are always interested in: both your commission rates and also the FAM rates that they can access.
Well, on the commission front, we have a Sunswept preferred agent program. And that offers some really amazing commissions. As a non-preferred agent, we offer 12%, just straight for direct bookings. As an SSP, so a Sunswept preferred agent, you get 15% commission. And then if you're Virtuoso, then you get 16% commission.
Okay, that's great. And what about, are there opportunities, obviously, for advisors to go down and experience it themselves as well, right?
Well, we actually want you to come. And so we've got a very, very low rate. It's $225 per person per night. Okay. For an agent plus partner. Don't forget that's fully all inclusive with a spa treatment, six restaurants at hand, and all of the activities and classes and everything involved.
No, that's great. And I think a number of travel advisors have taken that opportunity over the years, but maybe to see the resort as it is now, it would be a good idea to come on down.
Many have. I would highly recommend it. And now's a great time, you know, come down before this winter. This fall we've got, there's lots of airlift into St. Lucia. We've got new gateways to just open up. We've got Dallas-Fort Worth that's just picked up. JetBlue and increasing their service out of Boston.
Right.
We got new service out of Newark, out of Chicago, Atlanta, JFK. It's we got great service.
No, that's great too. It's easy to get to, and go experience the resort and come away selling it even better. Now, you mentioned the agency groups you work with. We're actually hopefully going to meet up at Virtuoso. But what are the other groups that you work with here in the States?
Well, we also work with Signature.
Right.
Yeah, we do work with Signature, Travel Leaders. So those are the consortia really that we work with.
Oh, great. So that's pretty much, you're almost all everything there. Let's just sum this up. You know, so there's a lot of wellness. You've obviously engendered a lot of competition over the years since you kind of helped to originate this concept. What makes Body Holiday really such a great wellness getaway, and makes it different from other wellness resorts?
I think that a destination spa in itself, take a step back, I think the aim of a destination spa at its core is to help people change their lives, mm-hmm. right? And improve their lives. So the way in which we approach that is unique. And that's what makes Body Holiday different as a wellness resort from all the others. I think that in today's world, people have adopted a lot of wellness values into their lives already. You know, most of our clients probably already have their own personal trainer. They probably already have dietary advice on a regular basis. They may do a few detoxes a year at home. You know, they may go on some short break wellness things, weekend from home nearby. You know, they are constantly involved in wellness. They're making decisions daily about what they wish to eat, what they can, what they won't, what they, you know, they're implicated in it. These are educated people. I think that, but at the same time, these people love life and they want to travel. They want to enjoy life. They have limited downtime. You know, they'll be rigid and with themselves all week. And then on Friday, they'll have an amazing bottle of Bordeaux, a great steak on the barbecue with all their friends, crack on some beers and have a great time and dance a bit. You know, that's the, so I like to think that Body Holiday takes those values of life balance. And that's why I think Body Holiday is transcending wellness a little bit and looking at overall well-being. In other words, quality of life. You know, what are we really here for? Yeah, we need to look after ourselves, create longevity, allow ourselves to live healthy and rewarding lives longer for as long as possible. But at the same time, we need to have fun doing it. You know,
absolutely.
It's also about the quality of life. And so the clue at Body Holiday is in the holiday, you know. It is a destination spa and it does look after you and it gives you, and I'll talk about how we make that wellness transition happen. But it's also a vacation. And so it's fun, it's joy, it's laughter, it's communication, it's social, and it's really engaging. So that it has at its base. And it's not, it has its moments of quiet and tranquility and self-reflection. But it doesn't do it in a patronizing way. It's sure. The place is extremely relaxed. It doesn't discriminate on any level, you know, as to whether you're fit, unfit, you know, old, young. There's something for everybody that they can seize onto and really benefit from. And the way we actually approach the idea of life change itself is unique because, you know, I don't think that trying to crash course yourself in one particular area of your life is a method for success in life change. You get much, much greater rewards out of making small incremental changes in many different areas of your life. So, for example, what if I ate 5% better? You know, what if when I do exercise, what if I was exercising like 10 or 15% more efficiently? Just in the time that I spent exercising currently already, you know, what if I suddenly felt more grounded and stable and had less stress and had some stress management techniques that just made me feel 5-10% less worried, you know, and so my relationships and my friends and my family got better and I had a whole sense of overall relaxation that pervaded in a lot of different areas of my life. When you put all those incremental changes together, it's suddenly like a 15% increase in the way I feel on a daily basis, the quality of my sleep, you know, all of these things. And it's not about radically overhauling one particular area of your life. It's about just understanding that a few simple decisions at key moments and learning how to seize those can make a really big difference to the way I feel.
No, that's funny. So the more incremental changes as opposed to some overall, you know, complete redo.
That's exactly it. And it's about, you know, that Body Holiday, when I look at all the programs we're doing and the way that we're treating our guests and the way we're communicating with them, it's constantly reinforcing the idea that Body Holiday is a place that you're going to partner with in the long term. And you'll, the more and more that you come, the better and better it gets, because you start to understand the programs better and better, and you start to understand how to adopt them better. And you know, now Body Holiday, we're, you know, over 20 years old. It's taken a long time for us to figure this out in the programming and how all that is in the service, tone and pitch. But it speaks volumes that we do over 50% of our return guests annually. You know, that's a huge return guest ratio for a resort of 155 rooms, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I guess you have a few fans.
Absolutely. It's an enormous fan club. I mean, throughout the throughout the winter season, that return guest ratio will go up to like 70 or 80%. It's crazy.
It sounds like an amazing place. Hopefully at some point I'll get a chance to get down there to see it. I've heard about it for many years, and you were, as I said repeatedly here, that you were one of the original wellness resorts. We knew about places in Europe you could take, you know, to go to a spa retreat, but, you know, it's only in the last few years, and now, of course, post-COVID, everyone is really refocused on wellness once again, because, you know, we've been all sitting in our apartments or our houses for the last year, and some people have gotten some exercise equipment, but a lot of people have just, you know, been vegetating. They want to get out, they want to travel, and they want to kind of rejuvenate their lives and approach life in a bit different way.
And I think as well, they want to connect with each other.
Right.
They want to rediscover their humanity and, you know, maybe put away the phone and the digital input for a few days and the noise, you know, the COVID noise on the news and this and that, you know, and the politics and the social pressures that we've all been undergone over the last few months, you know. Enough. Allow yourself to come, be human, just exist in an environment that's completely non-judgmental, and just relax and go with the flow, you know.
It sounds great to me, I got to tell you. Now, where can travel advisors go to get more information about Body Holiday?
Well, they can go to bodyholiday.com, and there's plenty of information there. Our number is on the website, and they can call our pre-arrival concierge team get all the information that they need.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us about Body Holiday today. It really was and is one of the original wellness resorts, still going strong. And as you've mentioned, you know, pretty much brand spanking new from your 2018 renovations, and with, unfortunately, very little usage in 2020. So now here we are back, and it's time to get back to with the program, as you said, get back to that wellness program, get back to Body Holiday. Again, thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Thank you, James. I really appreciate it. And be well and be healthy, everyone.
Absolutely. I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.